Hello, and welcome to the first installment of the Green Tech Talk audio podcast. My name is Scott Vandeviver, and I am your host and liaison into the world of green technology. In this show, I will talk about some of the advancements in this exciting industry. I'll highlight systems that create sustainable energy, as well as products that help reduce our use of fossil fuels. I'll also talk about how these new designs are being integrated into our society, and what we can expect in the future. In today's show, I'll examine solar power. How do we use sunlight for energy consumption? What products are used to create the conversion into electricity, and how viable is this type of renewable energy source? The sun is one way to capture energy without using fossil fuels. Solar energy can be harnessed in different levels around the world. Depending on the geographical location, the closer to the equator, the more potential solar energy is available. We use photovoltaic solar cells to convert sunlight into electricity directly, or we use concentrated solar power systems to drive heat engines, which produces electricity. Photovoltaic solar cells is another name for what most people call solar panels. They are made of a number of cells which contain silicone photovoltaic material, which are able to convert the sun's light into usable electricity directly. If there are multiple panels combined into an array, then we create photovoltaic power plants. The largest of these plants is the Sarnia Photovoltaic Power Plant in Sarnia, Ontario. This is an unusual location for such a huge plant, considering it is nowhere near the Earth's equator and doesn't get as much sunlight as more southern locations. Regardless, this plant generates 80 megawatts of power through 1.3 million thin film panels, which can roughly power 60,000 homes. Now that's a lot of power. Another way to generate lots of power with sunlight is through concentrated solar power systems. In these systems, reflectors are focused on one point, which drives a heat engine to produce electricity. The largest of these types of systems is the 1,600-acre Solar Energy Generating Systems, or SEGS, in California's Mojave Desert. This plant is composed of 9 separate installations with a combined capacity of 354 megawatts of power through 936,384 parabolic mirrors called heliostats. Imagine a huge plot of desert land filled with mirrors that focus sunlight on one spot. The sunlight bounces off the mirrors and is directed to a central tube filled with synthetic oil, which heats to over 750 degrees Fahrenheit. The reflected light focused at the central tube is about 75 times more intense than ordinary sunlight. The synthetic oil transfers its heat to water, which boils and drives a steam engine, thereby generating electricity. This one plant powers approximately 232,500 homes and displaces 3,800 tons of pollution per year that would have been produced if the electricity had been provided by fossil fuels. With systems like these in place, the world can slowly transition to strictly renewable energy sources. As of 2008, solar energy supplied only 0.002% of the world's energy supply, so there is a ton of room for this type of power generation to grow. There are many advantages to using solar power. It yields the highest power density among the renewable energy sources, which means it is the most efficient source of green power generation. Also, the operating costs associated with solar power are minimal. Once a system is set up, it is inexpensive to maintain. At the outset, solar power is one of the most expensive forms of renewable energy. However, there has been a steady drop in price for these panels over the past decade. It is not as expensive now as people once thought. If you're looking to purchase some for your own home, the savings in utility bills makes the cost of the panels worthwhile. Most people see a return on their investment within the first 3 years after installation. Solar power is not only limited to powering homes. People are researching ways to use the sun's energy for their transportation needs. Although not in mass production, solar-powered cars, airplanes, boats, and even trains have been in development for decades. As of this recording, the record for land speed for a solar car is 55 miles per hour, set by the SunSwift 4 on January 7, 2011. Transportation using solar power has a long way to go. Although that record is a far cry from competing with gas-powered automobiles, it's movement toward clean, renewable locomotion. The biggest obstacle so far has been weight and storage. The technology used in these vehicles only allows for a light frame with a small carrying capacity. In fact, the SunSwift 4 had to abandon its battery just to set the world record a few months ago because it was too heavy. So, what can we expect from the future of solar power? The number of solar panels installed has increased every year. More and more people are pulling their heads out of the sand to realize that solar power is a viable alternative to coal-powered electricity. In 2010, there was a record $243 billion invested in solar power. As investment in the industry rises, the efficiency of panels will increase and the associated costs will decrease. Cities and governments have already started to see the benefits of investing in solar. On March 25th of this year, the Cincinnati Zoo finished one of the largest public solar power displays in the U.S., which also acts as a 4-acre canopy covering much of the parking lot. It produces 1.56 megawatts of power, which can accommodate 20% of the zoo's electricity needs. It is inevitable that we'll see more and more of this type of energy generation in the coming years. As time moves forward, solar-powered homes and communities might be the rule rather than the exception. Solar power's heating up, folks. And that about does it for this week's show. Thanks so much for tuning into the Green Tech Talk audio podcast. Again, my name is Scott Vandeviver. Be sure to check us out next week when we discuss tidal power. The surf is up and it's powering our coasts. Keep it clean, keep it green. We'll catch you next time.